The founders recognized that America's liberty was secured by ordinary people making extraordinary sacrifices. Join Michael Ferris as he talks with former Republican candidate for president, Senator Rick Santorum, about his new book, American Patriots, which showcases some of these unsung heroes today on Homeschool Heartbeat.
Senator Santorum, you've been serving our nation in a sacrificial way for many years, and I want to thank you for your service and welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
I want to talk about the Declaration of Independence. It proclaims that it's the express duty of government to protect our unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In your book, American Patriots, you highlight the lives of lesser-known Americans who you say have answered this call to secure our freedom. Why this book, and why right now?
Well, the reason we did it was, as I traveled around the country and running for president, I witnessed ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things, fighting for liberty, and they recognize how critical a juncture we are in American history, that we are on the precipice of losing that ideal of the Declaration, that we have God-given rights and unalienable rights, that the government is there to protect, that that's the role of the government. It's not there to give rights and allocate rights, but to protect them. And I thought, well, what better way of inspiring maybe others to engage in this fight than highlighting average Americans during the time when we won the freedom the first time.
Rick, in the introduction to your book, American Patriots, you mention one principle that separates this country from every other country in the world. What's that idea?
Well, it was in the Declaration of Independence, which is we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. That concept, that rights come to us from our Creator, there is no other country in the world that establishes rights upon that premise, that limits the government by that very notion that rights don't come from government, but that rights come from God, and that government is there to protect those rights.
Rick, what do you think is the biggest current threat to our freedom as a nation?
I think it's the erosion of faith and family. It's the erosion of the very underpinnings of what made this nation great, a recognition of God and the primacy of God in this country and the important critical role of families in building a country of virtue with strong families, strong churches, and strong virtue in our society. Government can be limited, but as those things deteriorate, we've seen it. Government gets bigger and becomes more oppressive, and freedom is lost.
Rick, you tell the story of Peter Francisco, which I think is a quintessentially American story. Can you explain why you found Francisco's story so compelling?
The more I just had to research more because I couldn't believe what I was reading, that this man who was a giant at 6'6", 280 pounds, I mean, the average person was 5'5", 5'4", and he wanted to join the revolutionary cause and turned up in almost every significant battle of the revolution. Amazing feats of heroism and strength and valor. And when I read about him, I said, it can't be real because we'd have to know about someone who did these amazing things. And of course, the more I read, the more I found out that these things were in fact true. But the interesting thing I found about Peter Francisco is he was an orphan. He was someone who showed up on a dock, a ship, came into port up the James River and left this five-year-old boy on the dock and sailed away. And it was the humanity of the people in that community and a judge, actually, to adopt him and to raise him that allowed this man to be raised with the values and virtues that were necessary for him to take on this heroic role.
What do you think motivated Peter Francisco to fight for the American cause during the Revolutionary War?
Well, again, you go back to foundational principles. You go back to what was taught to children at the time of the Revolution. His father was a judge. His father understood the importance of law and understood the biblical basis of the common law and the law that was adopted in the colonies at the time. And so this was a man who was taught about the virtue of freedom and how to use that freedom in a way that lifted up people. And you had a revolution being fought because you had a king who was imposing upon that and trying to impress his will, that it was the king who was the sovereign, not the people, and not ultimately God. And that, like so many who fought in the revolution, was the impetus behind their actions.
America relies on all of its citizens to play a part in defending and maintaining our freedom. We give thanks for our soldiers who serve the cause of liberty with the same spirit as Peter Francisco. Senator, why do you think the founders included the phrase, the pursuit of happiness, in the list of unalienable rights from God that they wanted to secure?
You know, that didn't make any sense to me until a pastor in Iowa shared with me that happiness at the time was defined differently. They were talking about true happiness. And the founders understood that true happiness only comes with doing what you are called to do by God, by doing things in consonant with your own nature, what truly can make you happy. Lasting, fulfilling happiness of a life well lived was, in fact, doing things in conformity with what God made you to do. And when we as a country, as we are today, are debating whether to throw that out, throw out faith and freedom of religion and faith out of the public square and God as any part of the public discourse, we're throwing out the very soul of America, the very thing that made America different than any other country in the world.
As you point out in American Patriots, true happiness results from doing what one ought to do in obedience to God. Parents, you'll find many examples here in this book to inspire your students to live up to this high calling. I'm Mike Ferris.
If you'd like to learn how ordinary people became American patriots by doing extraordinary things, you should read Senator Rick Santorum's book, American Patriots. Find out how you can get your copy by visiting homeschoolheartbeat.com. And if you'd like to receive Homeschool Heartbeat's daily email transcript, visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.